This goes to Amy, A-I-M-E-E, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-831-4306. Regarding Mary, last name is Meal, M like Mary, I-E-L. Date of birth 1/31/1947. Dear Miss Johnson, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Meal with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, secondary to longstanding hypertension and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was January 8th of 2024. She actually had two large blood clots surgically removed from her lungs since her last visit. Now she's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day. And also she had a colonoscopy in April and had several polyps removed. And now she has to have annual colonoscopies for a while. Several medications were changed. She's now on amlodipine 2.5 milligram daily, as well as lisinopril was increased from 5 milligram daily to 40 milligram daily. She's off the hydrochlorothiazide, still on Lipitor, oxybutynin, and pantoprazole, Tylenol, and calcium. Currently, she denies chest pain or shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no peripheral edema. Physical exam, weight 175 pounds, that's stable. Pulse 73, blood pressure 122 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen, obese, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 23rd of 2025. Creatinine is 1.33, calcium 9.7, albumin 4.4, sodium 144, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide is 26, estimated GFR is 41, hemoglobin is 13.6, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to get labs every 3 to 6 months for us this year. Two, hypertension is well controlled. Three, bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will continue to follow a low-salt diet. She'll avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.